Part 1. The Intimacy Gap. Though many of us have friends and friendships we care about, we don't necessarily feel the depth of intimacy we'd like to feel. That yearning indicates we have an intimacy gap, which in these times of high productivity and low free time can result from any number of factors. In Chapter 1, we'll learn the ins and outs of acknowledging our intimacy gaps for what they are and what they aren't. The discussion continues in Chapter 2, where we'll learn about committing to closing our intimacy gaps, including any uncomfortable feelings that can emerge from self-exploration. We do this because we know that frenemy doesn't just happen. We have to work at it. But we can also be gentle and patient with ourselves as we practice personal growth, acknowledging it will take time, just as will frenemy itself. Let's get started. Chapter 1. Acknowledging Our Intimacy Gaps. I was about to come face to face with one of my intimacy gaps. Arriving at the cafe to meet up with my girlfriends, all I felt was excitement. We hadn't kept up with our weekly Tuesday girls' nights over the holiday season, so we hugged like long-lost friends with a lot of catching up to do. In an attempt to encourage more intentional sharing and deeper connection, I suggested we go around the circle, saying one thing that we appreciate about our group friendship and one thing we want more of from the group. Since two of the most important actions in strengthening friendships are to affirm what we value and to let others know what kind of support would be meaningful to us, I thought this could be a perfect way to open our new year together. Everyone eagerly answered the question, and the sharing felt really meaningful. I was touched to hear each person share what she'd like more of from the group, including continued understanding for repeatedly talking about the same problem, asking for more encouragement during a particular rough patch, even getting together more often than we already did. As they talked, I was thinking ahead to what I would say. I decided to be truly honest and share that it would feel good to have them initiate asking about my life a bit more. I often did that for them, but didn't feel they asked about me quite as frequently, to the extent that I sometimes left our evenings feeling we'd spent more individual time on everyone else's life than on mine. But my turn to share never came. It was almost comical. Right before my turn, everyone got absorbed in stories prompted by the last answer. Like kids distracted by candy, the conversation ended up veering in another direction. I kept waiting for one of them to ask me to share. No one did. On the way home, I flip-flopped between licking my wounds and pretending I didn't really care. But there was no denying that I felt pity for myself, frustration toward them, and disappointment in how suddenly these friendships felt far from fulfilling. I blamed them. They were clearly selfish, caught up in their own lives, and unable to fulfill my needs. A few other memories popped up with the confirmation to support that I was always the one who gives, who asks, who glues us together. I was the amazing friend, and they were the problem. The verdict felt good, so I pushed down the little voice of wisdom and responsibility that was gearing up to tone down my pity party. She would undoubtedly speak up soon, but I wasn't ready for her yet. Instead, I just sat in the disillusionment of the intimacy gap in which I found myself. What I wanted was the gut-warming feeling of being with amazing people who loved me. What I had was that gut-wrenching feeling of being neglected. There was a gap between the friendships I wanted and the friendships I had. What we have: dissatisfaction in our relationships. It's not lost on me that, though I felt disappointed in my friends, in some ways, I was living my dream, being with a group of local and very close friends in a cafe. In my first book, Friendships Don't Just Happen, I described standing on a sidewalk, looking at a group of women laughing and talking inside a cafe.